Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wealth Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Ashish Sakal.
And I'm your host, Sagat Pradhan. Today, we have another guest in our podcast. His name is Vic from Ohio, right, bro?
Yeah, Ohio.
So he's an entrepreneur, also big in the sneakers industry, and has one of the biggest sneaker group in the Discord. And not only that, he's also expanding to the other nations. So he's running this on many different countries, United States, Europe, Canada, and even Pacific nations. So yeah, Vic, so why don't you tell us a little about yourself and what you're doing right now? And
yeah, awesome. So first of all, thanks guys for having me. My name is Vic. I, like Soga said, I do kind of run the biggest reselling service in the US, and I've recently expanded to Asia, India, Korea, and we're also in Europe, UK. So a bit about myself, I'm from Florida, so I went to school there, went to college there, and I got my degree in management. And, I was looking to do a desk job coming out of college, working at a corporate firm, or my specialty was, sports management. So I wanted to do kind of, finances, that kind of stuff for a sports team. So I did my internship at a gym, all this sort of stuff. I did a bunch of personal training stuff. And, I was like, after the pandemic happened, I graduated, a few years back, I was like, I don't know if this is for me. So, then I was like checking out, side hustles like every person does trying to make some money. And, I got really into sneaker reselling, specifically drop shipping, which essentially is, the selling of a third party good in a third party website, with shoes specifically. So, I kind of picked it up, started working with a guy, and, we got a really good business going. We were making, 50 to 60 sales a day on eBay and this kind of stuff. And, it came to my mind, I was like, we should, teach people how to do this kind of stuff, right? So we, kind of founded a service, Elite Bricks, which is the name of my brand. And, our whole mission is kind of just teach people how to make money reselling sneakers, I guess.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really great what you're doing right now, because I'm also part of your group. You guys provide really good value in that group. And I really enjoyed when I was doing sneaker reselling before I got into real estate. I was really into sneakers, and I used all the values that you could provide in the group. So Vic, some people that are listening to our podcast doesn't really know how the sneakers industry work. Can you explain that to a little bit for them?
Yeah. So there is so much potential in the sneaker reselling industry. It's set to be a $25 billion industry by the time 2025 comes around. So, there always are big margins, and, people are always trying to, make the max amount of bread. Someone's like, what's the next best side hustle? What's the next best side hustle? And my answer always is sneakers, because, it's a tangible good. You think about other kind of side hustles out there, real estate obviously is, you need a lot of money to get into real estate. But the thing is, with sneakers, you got low budget stuff, quick flips, and, you make your profit back fast. So, what my service aims to do and kind of how the reselling works itself is you either go on online or in store or, a bit of both. And you look for options that sit there. We focus mostly on manual stuff. So, sneaker botting is way different. It's so we can use programs to buy sneakers. It isn't automated or manual. What we do is, we aim to kind of make stuff manual. So, hey, I open up Nike.com. I find the shoe sitting there for $100. That shoe, when you check out, on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, Goat, StockX, traditional selling platforms, that shoe's selling for $150, $160. And people might be like, well, why? I mean, it's sitting in stores. Why is it reselling for more? Two reasons, right? A, people experience scarcity of the shoe. They aren't aware the shoe is sitting there. They don't know where to find the shoe. So it sells for more. And B, demand, right? They want that shoe. They want it now. They don't want to go driving 20 miles in the other direction to go buy the shoe. They want to go pick it up. They want to order it today and get it sent to the door. So that's essentially how the concept of reselling works. And, it works from, your Jordan 1s, your Nike Dunks, all the way to, your soccer cleats, your golf shoes, your women's Air Max 90s. So almost every single shoe can resell. There's an established market and there's enough demand for it.
Yeah. So most resellers, like sneaker resellers, they really focus on like hyped kind of sneakers, but you, with running that group, you guys kind of focus on the sneakers that are sitting in the store, sitting online for like lower price range, and then flip that for higher price range in eBay and other platforms, right?
Yeah, exactly. So most resellers just look for their Jordan 1s and their Dunks and that kind of stuff. And, maybe 3 years ago that was possible, but nowadays, every single thing is raffle based. So people are like, hey, I want to become a reseller full time, but they're only looking for Dunks, only looking for Jordan 1s. It's not possible. There isn't enough supply, and there isn't kind of a sustainable way you know, get more than one pair to go, even if you win a raffle, like you win two raffles, you know, you sell each pair for $100 profit, that's the best you can do, you know? So what I do is I teach people how to kind of, you know, focus on these bricks. And obviously Sogut was, you know, a member with us and he kind of experienced it himself of how to focus on, you know, less hype shoes, things people generally overlook. And then, you know, kind of, you know, knowing where to sell it is just as important as buying it, right? So we kind of provide the bricks, the low-key stuff, and then also tell them how do you sell your bricks for the max amount of profit and, you know, scale from there. Yeah.
So I have a question. So how do you focus on the marketing strategy? Because as a reseller, you have to focus on that part of aspect as well. Because, you know, obviously any business you do in this, you know, in entrepreneurship industry, it's hard, right? So what do you teach, you know, what kind of education do you provide for sneaker resellers?
Okay, to kind of market their like shoes and be able to make the sales?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Right, so, you know, one thing we kind of teach in the group and, you know, to kind of just be very general about it is, you know, diversifying, right? Because think about it like a net, you're fishing. I always give this analogy, you know, the bigger net you cast, the more fish you'll catch, right? So the same thing is with, you know, a sneaker and when you're listing it, when you're, you know, if, you know, you want to sell a pair of sneakers, intuitively, if you sell it, if you list it on one place, you're going to get less traffic than you list it on, you know, five places, right? So we kind of teach people, you know, hey, where do you sell your sneakers? You know, it isn't just come down to, you know, StockX and eBay. There's 27 different selling platforms. You go all the way from OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace, Vinted, Snapchat, even you sell your stuff on there, locally, stores. So there's a lot of different options. And it really comes down to, you know, what fits the person's preference the most. If they want to make it passive, maybe they go to Amazon or Flight Club. If they want quick flips for cash, they'll go Snapchat and local. If they want to, you know, get, you know, medium-term stuff with high sales volume, they'll go to StockX and go. So there's a bunch of different strategies. And, you know, my kind of job is to determine, hey, which strategy is best for you, which strategy kind of fits your financial goals, your financial situation, because someone with $500 reselling sneakers is not going to have the same kind of, you know, expectations as someone with, you know, $5,000, right? Okay. Whether in terms of weighting or in terms of profit. So it's all about calibrating, finding the right thing for the right student. And it isn't just cookie cutter, you know, not every single student is the same. Obviously, not every single person who wants to resell sneakers is the same. My job is to give them all the tools they need and, you know, the personalized level of attention and detail to make them find the best strategy for marketing their shoe, I guess.
That's awesome. So it's pretty much like, it's like real estate, because in real estate, you can pretty much diverse into other diversification and really, you know, get the nits and grits of doing the job. So it's like same as, you know, marketing as wise, it's like looking for a different strategy in the sneaker field as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how real estate works in terms of marketing, but I can imagine, you know, it's about getting your property out there, showing as many people you want to see it, whether it's an open house or email marketing or just paper marketing. So, you know, the same kind of premise is omnipresent in reselling or just selling itself. And, you know, it's about making your item look good. And like, obviously, Sogut, you know, does real estate, you know, when you're showing a listing, I will say it's comparative to, you know, selling a shoe, because it never is just the product, it's the experience. You know, if you have a, you know, if let's say you have a real estate agent who goes in and, you know, doesn't know anything about the property and the property is amazing, you know, that buyer is not impressed. It's not like it.
Definitely,
versus, you know, you have the same product with a really good realtor who explains it super well. That thing is going to have such higher perceived value than the same product with a bad realtor. And the same thing applies with shoes, how you sell it, your experience, your customer service, your packaging, not to the same scale as a house, but it's comparative, you know?
Definitely.
And also the, like the appearance of the product you're selling also matters a lot, because I know that you should teach in the Discord group that, you know, taking a good picture, taking from a good angle and having good lighting and stuff will make it really, you know, attracting for buyers to, you know, buy your product rather than buying your competitor's product. And I think it relates to real estate too. Like if you were to, you know, list a house, like $1 million house with a shitty camera and just list like a bad quality photo, that's not going to attract any buyers, right?
But if you... I was going to say, you know, I always say, you know, quality photos, quality listings and good lighting. And I'm out here seeing like absolute like shit to your lighting right now, but you know, it is important, right? When you're selling stuff, it has to look good. And you know, you know, not to give too much away from what we do, but you don't even need to have the lowest price sometimes to sell the shoe first, as long as you have, you know, quality, you know, a quality depiction of what you're selling, right? You know, why do people cost, you know, spend, you know, tens of thousands on staging a house correctly, you know, spending, you know, money on, you know, quality cameras, actual photography instruments, because that kind of stuff makes your stuff look better. So, you know, when you take a good picture of a shoe, it goes a long way. And, you know, sometimes can, you know, justify charging a higher price than a competitor who has less good photos.
That's totally a key aspect of business, because any business you do, you know, in life, definitely it requires a lot of marketing, first of all, and second of all, how you present that to the consumers. So. Yeah,
exactly. And that's kind of my background, right? You know, the reason why Elite Bricks is kind of the biggest service in the world, to be honest, with sneaker reselling is because, you know, not only do we have a good product that actually gets results, but we market it correctly, right? And that's with any single thing you do, whether it's real estate, shoes, cars, whatever you do. If you can market your results and your success and your quality, you know, your quality doesn't matter. So to be truly successful, you need to have both the quality product, which Elite Bricks provides, and also having good marketing skills to relay the value you provide, which we also do.
Wow. Yeah. So I have a question for you. So what's your, in the future endeavors, like what is your goals and aspirations or ambition that you have for your sneaker business? Because you mentioned that you diverse into India and other continents. So, you know, what is your goal? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're operating pretty high right now in America. We have a really big reach. We're at Elite Bricks on Instagram. We have a decent amount of followers, if you guys haven't seen it yet. But, you know, we have kind of getting close to the top of the market here. We do kind of run it. There is not really any competition for us because what we do is pretty proprietary. You know, our big thing is coaching. You know, there's a bunch of different services out there that kind of like teach you how to resell sneakers, but no one coaches. I mean, so good. You're a personal student of that with the coaching, you know, experiencing that kind of stuff hand in hand, you know, and coaching requires industry experts to teach you. And, you know, whether it's me or one of my staff members, we've been in this for a while. I guess my eventual goal is expanding even further. You know, there's always resellers popping up and, you know, I want to show them the value that we can have and, you know, expand my service there. In terms of growth, right? You know, the US is advanced sneaker reselling. Asia, South America, Europe, UK, lagging a bit behind. So what I've done is I've officially been the first sneaker brand to establish, or the sneaker reselling service to establish myself in Asia. You know, we call it Elite Bricks Pacific. So we're in India, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia. And those are our four main regions. We're going into Korea, and eventually we'll go into like Pakistan, in that kind of area. Hopefully Nepal sometime soon.
Definitely, man.
There as well.
Hit us up. Hit us up.
Yeah. So, you know, it's about, it's a lot. It isn't as advanced. The US is like, I'd say 5 or 10 years behind. I'd say where the US was in 2017 is kind of where India is right now. And everything else is even further behind that. So, you know, we're kind of first in the door. We're growing rapidly there because there's kind of a massively underlized or under tapped in kind of niche there. And that's, you know, something that's omnipresent in business is going where a service is needed and filling that, you know, service gap with your product, your service, your skill set. And that's kind of how you are successful as an entrepreneur, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Yeah, so Vic, I know that you have like a staff member for like all the other countries. How do you manage them from like, I know that you guys have same crew for like Europe and Canada and US that I'm in. How do you manage the other group, like in the India region and the other places? How do you manage them, your staff members there?
So, you know, one thing that I guess asked a lot is, you know, how do I manage, you know, almost 1,000 members globally? Because, you know, I run a server just as big as my US type servers in a 12-hour time zone difference, because I obviously can't be up at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. working, you know, 4 or 5 hours ago. And, you know, I work a lot. I do like, I'd say, I sleep like 5 to 7 hours a night sometimes, right? And sometimes like I don't sleep, but you got to put the work in when you have to do it. Right. But it does come down to establishing a good network. And, you know, having your number two and your number three have to be people who you can rely on. If you don't have a good network, and this thing I've learned, you know, I always was like, I want to do it by myself. Like, you know, and you are, you know, if it's your business, you're always gonna do the best job, right? You know, no one wants to make that sale.
And also, I just want to add something there. Like, as a business owner, like I heard Mark Cuban say this, like you'll never lie to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, but if from another narrative, when someone looks at you, like there's a lot of things that you're doing wrong, but keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I can always say, and you know, and that's the thing, right? You know, I like this saying, and I'll, you know, when you're at the top, you know, not to sound pretentious, but when you are doing the best in something, you're always going to have haters, right? People are like, you just think different. You know, one thing, I don't know who said this, but I've seen this, and this is thing one of my like things I hold very dearly to myself. People that criticize you are only people who are doing less, or they're jealous.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And you know, you'll never see, you know, if we went to Mark Cuban, he'll never say, oh, you're doing a trash job. You'd be like, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? Why don't you try that?
Definitely.
It's constructive for people who are successful. So, you know, that's why I take feedback seriously. My staff team is like, hey, do this. And I'm like, yeah, no, exactly. You're right. But never like, that's a horrible idea. You know, you need to have a network of people you train, and, you know, training only comes with knowledge. So, you know, you can say, yeah, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do that for me. But if they don't have the skill set because you haven't taught them correctly, it's never going to work out. So it is kind of just, you know, teaching that information that you have, having trust, building that relationship. And, you know, it takes time. Like, I can't just say, yo, I'll pay you $1,000, run my server for me. No, like, it doesn't want that. You need to like get that relationship cultivated. It takes months, could take years. Like my number two, like I've known him for like, I'd say 8 or 9 months, and it took 3-4 months of getting him prepped. And now he's doing a great job. Same thing with my number three, awesome. My number four, whatever that kind of thing is. But wow. It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes, you know, good management skills, because paying someone a lot of money doesn't mean they'll do a good job. They have to like what they're doing, and they have to have respect for you, which is something you can't pay for.
Yeah. So as you started your entrepreneurship journey in this sneaker industry, right? Obviously, entrepreneurship is not an easy task to do, or like really, you know, get a team of people together. And that's what it is at the end of the day, because entrepreneurs solve problem.
Right.
But your journey in the entrepreneurship industry, how was it in the beginning? Because it's hard, right? So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I, you know, now that the fact that, you know, looking back, I think that most entrepreneurs fail to account for the fact that you're going to have failure and hardship before you're going to have success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a lot of work to kind of get to the level where you're mm-hmm. satisfied, and mm-hmm. it's going to take more work to stay at that level. So, you know, I don't like speaking too highly of myself, and I don't speak highly of my business because I don't want to, you know, sound pretentious, but I will say, looking back, you know, I think it's expected for any entrepreneur that the founder, the owner is going to have to put more hours in than anyone else. They're going to have to work their butts off to get where they need to be. And they may not see immediate success in the beginning, but if they have a good idea and they have a good business plan and good execution, then mm-hmm. eventually they will kind of, you know, experience success to the level they want to, if they continually keep grinding.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's like, I think one of the biggest part of being an entrepreneur is like, you have to grind, and there's like no easy way out. Like, a lot of people think that, you know, people that are not in the entrepreneur field or in the business field, they think that it's an easy task for us, and it seems pretty easy. But once they get into this field, then they'll feel it. They'll truly understand how it is, right?
Yeah, and you know, people always think, you know, there's like this mindset like, yo, I'm gonna get into NFTs and make 20,000 in a day, or I'm gonna get into sneakers and, you know, I want to make 5,000. I want to sell shoes that have $200 profit. I'm like, that is the issue. And, you know, kind of like my stance in current entrepreneurship is that the way social media depicts it is that it's kind of a get rich quick kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
some people fail because they're like, why am I earning $10,000 my first month? Why am I earning $5,000? Like, you know, it's a process, you know, it's a marathon. It isn't a sprint.
Definitely. It's trials and errors, right? Like, you know, like so about that big too, like TikTok is a great like affluence of, you know, trying new things, right? But when it comes to like really putting the work in, it's like, then, you know, at first they're gonna be like, oh, I can make 10K easy, boom. And then they actually start doing it. It's like, oh, this is what I need to do. And then they see the reality, which is nuts.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I mean, myself, like I've learned stuff, like I've tried different marketing campaigns. I've tried different, ways to, you know, hit different marketing streams, and like some stuff works. And like, I spend a lot of money, like on my marketing stuff. You know, the thing is, definitely, it's all about thinking ahead, right? You know, you know, thinking outside the box and having a good mind, because, you know, there's people in my industry who try to like rip off what I'm doing. And, you know,
definitely,
you have to always understand, if people rip off what you're doing, it's because you're doing something right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you have a skill set as a realtor or a skill set as a sneaker reseller, they can copy your scripts, they can copy your photos, whatever they want to do, but no one can really copy your level of skill and your level of experience and knowledge about a certain subject.
Definitely. Yeah.
And a lot of people think that, you know, you can do something new and then make money overnight, but that's not the truth, because I know with your group, you probably started from a small number of members and then you expanded like over time. It took you a while to build that, right? So it's not like something you can build overnight, right? So that's the same thing with any other business if you want to get into it. It's not real estate.
Yeah, it's with everything, right? It's a process. And you need to know what you're doing, right? You can't have high aspirations and not be an absolute expert. Like, I am you know, unironically, and not to sound like arrogant, but I'm probably one of the best at sneakers in the US. Like, I know the excuse the top of my head. I know like price off my head. Like, if I didn't, I couldn't do what I'm doing. Right. Yeah. That's like what I need. Yeah. I have that expectation of myself, and like, not because I want to, but because I have to.
You have to be the best, right?
That, yeah.
Yeah. I think you are, man. Cause the amount of effort you put into like coaching your members, you know,
yeah,
I was part of that too.
No, like Sogut knows, like, you know, recycling is a huge, huge come up. And I think Sogut, you like did it fairly well for yourself, and, you know, yeah, you put the effort in, right? Which is why you made money, right? So, you know,
yeah,
with anything, you know, like the thing is, what Leadbricks does is, you know, something that no other service can do, because we get paired up with industry experts, we over deliver. And that's my number one thing, is over delivery. Whether you're whatever hustle you're in, whether it's, you know, flipping houses, flipping shoes, flipping cars, flipping textbooks, right? Over deliver. And when you over deliver to your members, your customers, you know, that's how you develop repeat customers, which are the most profitable kind of customers, because it costs the least amount of ROI and funds to get them to be a, you know, a purchaser a second time.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Like, one other question that I have for you is, like, so in the future endeavors, like, what is your goal for the sneaker industry? Like, right. So for yourself, like, or for your company vision, right? So what do you want to do and how you want to scale that?
Yeah, I want to be global. We already are kind of global, but I want to, you know, help kind of bridge the gap from people where they want to be, and, you know, side hustle. You know, I do shoes. I also kind of do clothing on the side, you know.
Okay.
I kind of help run a lot of clothing stuff, clothing flips. So if anyone wants to, like, you know, learn how to flip clothing, flip shoes, you know, flip anything through Amazon, eBay, you know, I want to, you know, be that kind of, hey, I don't want to do shoes, I want to do clothing, or I don't want to do shoes and clothing, I want to do, you know, like textbooks, like eventually expanding the brand.
Okay.
Refining it. I mean, you know, it's kind of recently I've really thought about, you know, in a great detail, because I'm definitely not on the top of my game yet. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, preemptively expand, but, you know, I guess keep on refining what I'm doing, keep going up, and, you know, letting the quality speak for itself. Because, you know, like I said, in my industry, there is a lot of, you know, people who try to do what you're doing, like from the couple what you're doing. And that's with everything. If you do something right, there's always people who want to do what you're doing. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, business is a war. You know, who says, I think Kevin O'Leary said it. He's like, business is a war. And if you don't want to fight, you will fail. Right. So
definitely.
I have competitors out there, like, well, not really competitors, but people who want to do what I'm doing. And, you know, I just keep doing what I'm doing, and no one can keep up, because our services, you know, has proven results for almost like 3,000 people at this point in the last couple of years. So, you know, I want to keep expanding, keep growing, and making sure like quality stays top tier, so I can remain, you know, making people money, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. Cause there's always someone out there who's willing to kick your ass, you know? So, and like Mark Cuban says, business is a sport, 24/7 sport, you know, there's NBA, there's WNBA and football, but business is the ultimate sport, like he says. So definitely.
That's all.
Yeah. Anyways, Vic, what advice would you give to like upcoming entrepreneurs or people that's trying to get into sneaker industry that has like little knowledge about sneakers?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously I can give you guys the tips saying, hey, you know, Leadbricks really helps you get there, but I guess secondary and more bigger picture, you know, if you aren't ready for like what we do and like how we operate, you know, I'm sure Sogut will like obviously tag us and stuff, you guys can see how we operate, but, you know, educating yourself, you know, before you want to work with us or work with me, you know, watch YouTube videos, read books, you know, read success stories, and that kind of stuff is important. You know, even if you say, yo, Vic, you sounds great, man, I want to learn how to resell sneakers with you, because Sogut obviously done it, you know, he's a example. I think there's no better example for like how it works, but, you know, education is key, whether it's, you know, watching these vlogs, watching these YouTubers, you know. The thing is with information nowadays, you'll see guys like, oh, I bought 80 pairs of this shoe, it's a great flip, but, you know, it's not realistic, right? You know, you like the average beginner's not going to hit that many pairs, you know, it kind of gives them false expectations. So, you know, you can jump head first, find out yourself, like watch some realistic, some honest YouTubers, and there's a lot of them out there, not the guys that, you know, flex 1,000 pairs, but education is key, reading, watching, you know, trying it yourself, you know. It is a hard thing to get into. You can't really do it without the level of coaching, because it's a lot of information. And, you know, I could speak to myself when I first started a few years back. I was like, I was buying wrong shoes. I was losing money. And I was like, damn, like, you know, there has to be an easier way than like getting good by just trial and error. Right. And so I aim to kind of, you know, remove the aspect of trial and error and make it a guaranteed kind of success by, you know, building that foundation. And once your foundation is set, then you build upon the level of achieving success, And, you know, that's essentially how any level of entrepreneurship works and should work at least.
Yeah. That's and one cool. of the key things that you provide with your group is coaching. And, you know, new people that are trying to resell sneakers, they can definitely get a lot of values from a group, right? Because you do provide a lot of coaching and a lot of guidance for new people jumping into the sneaker field. Because I know that you provide values, for guides for like people trying to get into dropshipping, doing Amazon FBA, things yeah. like that. You have a lot of guidance in the group and also coaching. So I think you have a really great group. I really loved it when I was in that. I'm still part of that. And
it's
really valuable. You know, if any of our listeners trying to get into sneaker field, I'd really recommend that you join Elite Bricks and get some value off this guy. And even if you're not trying to resell sneakers, he also helps out with reselling clothes and any other items, right?
Go ahead.
Because I started Amazon FBA business too, so I just want to let the viewers know it's not an easy task, right? Selling on Amazon is not an easy task. There's, you know, pay per click, you know, all the advertisement that you have to put into it and all that counterfeit, you know, laws and regulation that Amazon, you know, has. You have to know that before you actually put the product out there, because let's say you put a Nike shoes on there and let's say, you know, there's some kind of, you know, thing going on like that. I mean, you got to be very careful. So
Amazon especially is tricky, you know.
Yeah.
Putting a shoe up on StockX is nice and simple, but with Amazon, you know, sales rank, your inventory lab, you know, your price matching, you know, using Keepa, using Asin, like there is such a high ceiling with Amazon and eBay that you may not experience with StockX and Goat, but the reason therefore is seen in how much more you'll make on those two platforms. And, you know, that kind of is an adage for business, you know, the more work you'll put in, the more money you'll get back, which is why it takes more work on Amazon. And that's why you'll get paid more on Amazon than, you know, a StockX sale, which is 1,000 times easier.
Definitely. Yeah. So just know that.
Yeah,
man. I think you got any more questions on C's for him?
I think that was it. Like, honestly, like, I loved what you said, and you're a very inspiring entrepreneur in this industry, and I wish you best luck. And do you want to shout your social media? Do you have anything you want to give to the viewer?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, first of all, you know, thanks guys for having me. I hope I said that right. And then Sogut, you know, thanks for having me, guys. Really, you know, definitely an honor for having me on here. You know, this is like my first kind of podcast. So, you know, I guess, you know, hopefully more to come. So, you know, and that being said, you know, like I said, guys, you know, definitely go check out their page for the podcast and that kind of stuff. They definitely are doing some good stuff. In terms of my brand, you know, at Elite Bricks, no spaces, E-L-I-T-E Bricks, just, you know, reselling sneakers, reselling clothing, you know, Amazon, eBay, all that sort of stuff is what we do. We coach you, which is kind of an industry, you know, that doesn't really do because they want to keep their secrets themselves, but we kind of bridge the gap and get you to scale yourself up. It is a very profitable industry. And, you know, you can do it fully manually from your phone. You're driving to work, you're going to buy a shoe, press the link, check it out, comes in 3 days, just sell it, right? So that's the basic premise. Like I said, you know, I'm always looking for people to help grow. And, you know, I want to give people what I didn't have myself, the coaching and the guidance to help them achieve success. So, you know, that being said, once again, guys, thanks for having me. And, you know, whatever you guys are doing, whether you're entrepreneurs, reselling sneakers, flipping houses, NFTs or cars, you know, stay to the process, stay to the grind, you know, find a good mentor to kind of help get you where you want to be, and then invest in that system and just ride out till you get what you want to, you know, in terms of